This podcast is for reference purposes only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be relied upon as such. You should always obtain legal advice about your specific circumstances. Hello and welcome to Maddox on the Mic. You're listening to the Watchdog series where we discuss the ACCC's leading cases throughout the year and how well they've performed against their priorities. My name is Sean Temby. If you're a regular listener, hopefully you know that I'm a partner in the dispute resolution and litigation team here at Maddox. I'm also the editor of our annual publication, the ACCC Year in Review. Today, I'll be taking you through a recent case brought by the ACCC against an online flower retailer by the name of Bloomex. So this was a case brought by the ACCC late in 2022, and the proceedings were brought against a company by the name of Bloomex in the federal court. And in those proceedings, the ACCC alleged that Bloomex had published numerous misleading representations on its website, specifically that it made statements and various claims as to discounts that were available on their products in relation to consumer ratings, star ratings, as they're sometimes known, and also as to the total price that is payable for products. Now, the interesting thing about this decision, other than the actual legal issues, which we will dive into shortly, is that I think I'm on record saying numerous times that the ACCC is bringing less consumer matters. They're prosecuting less breaches of the Australian consumer law. I have a variety of theories about why that is the case, but Gina Cass-Gottlieb, I think we can still say new, that's probably getting a bit old, but the newish chair of the ACCC is publicly on record as saying that they're looking for quick a resolution of disputes largely through consumer redress programs, in my experience, and they're less interested in prosecuting matters unless they are of national significance and are relate to substantive matters. So the interesting thing for me is that this probably satisfies one of those two things. It's definitely of national significance. This is a business offering the sale of flowers at a retail level across the country, so it ticks that box. I guess the question is it a substantive legal issue? Misleading deceptive conduct is, you know, well understood by many, many businesses. And fake discount representations, misleading consumer ratings and representations as to the total price of products aren't really new. So, I mean, there's a question mark in my mind about why this proceeding was brought and why it wasn't resolved simply by way of an administrative outcome. Because shortly after the proceedings were commenced, Bloomex admitted to the conduct and they submitted joint proposed orders to the court. Those orders were subsequently made by consent and only the issue of penalty had to be determined by the court. And in that regard, the court ultimately decided that a penalty of $1 million was appropriate, which split the difference between the parties' two positions. And, you know, that it doesn't seem to me to be significant or substantive in any real respect. Now, maybe, and I'm speculating a bit here, this case is of sufficient interest to the ACCC because it deals with online marketplace. Because it deals with three different types of misleading and deceptive conduct that have been in the ACCC's focus for some time. And maybe bang for their buck was such that they were able to obtain a really good example which they can promote and to drive the message home to business. Three different examples of conduct that simply are not acceptable in an online marketplace. Speculating here, but that's certainly one explanation for why court proceedings were commenced in this instance. Let's go turn now to the different types of conduct that were the focus of the ACCC's proceedings. So between February 2019 and November 2022, Bloomex represented by way of the use of a strike-through price always a risky thing to do, as I'm sure will appreciate. They represented that certain products were heavily discounted, when in reality, the products on the website had never been sold at the strike-through price. And effectively, there was a comparison between the WozNow price was a comparison between the price that the products were available on the Bluemix website and a comparison with product, you know, the purported value of those products or the sale price of those products on other websites. And obviously, if you're unable to substantiate that, or if it's not clear to the consumer what the WozNow comparison actually relates to, and if you are misleading consumers as to the actual size of the discount or the genuineness of the discount, is a phrase I often use with clients, then it is likely that that conduct will be misleading and deceptive. And the court ultimately agreed. The second aspect that the ACCC took issue with was the misleading representations as to consumer ratings. Once again, an area of significant interest for the ACCC. The specific conduct here was that in that same time period between February 2019 and March 2023, Bluemix displayed approximately 730 products for sale with a star rating. You'd all be familiar with those. However, those star ratings had remained static since January 2015. And the star ratings were in fact associated with products that had been purchased overseas and in fact involved an aggregation of reviews for products bought in Australia and overseas and included ratings on occasion from people who had never bought the relevant products. So the important message here for consumer ratings is that you, if you are holding out a star rating system based on consumer reviews, people will assume that they are not static, that they are live, that they are updated on a fairly regular basis and are based on real data from real consumers who have actually purchased the product in question, the product that has the relationship with a relevant star rating. Finally, we should turn to the total price representation. The key allegations here were between August 2022 and March 2023, Bluemix engaged in what is known as drip pricing and failed to adequately represent the total price that the customer was required to pay when purchasing a product from the website. Customers were subject to various surcharges towards the end of the purchasing process that were not disclosed right at the beginning in connection with the product or at an early stage of the buying process. And I think the law is very clear on this now, that if you only bring particular additional charges to the consumer's attention late in the buying process, that will be misleading and deceptive. Even though there is an argument and it's been tried unsuccessfully, there's an argument that you are disclosing all of the charges associated with the purchase prior to the consumer making the final buying decision. The evidence has been established and courts accept that the further into a buying process a consumer gets, you know, the more items they have in their shopping cart, you know, if they get all the way down through that buying process, having thought about it, researched it, selected it, looked at it, you know, put it into the shopping cart, etc., they're much more inclined to buy. They're so far committed in that buying journey that they're much more inclined to buy. And effectively, if you are curing misleading and deceptive conduct right at the end of that process, it is misleading and deceptive because you are gaining an advantage over your competitors who are disclosing the price as an upfront price or an all-in price at the start of that buying process. And the consumer might look at those, you know, look at your product and look at your competitor's product and prefer your product because yours appears cheaper at the outset of that buying journey. So that is misleading and deceptive conduct as well. So I guess the question then is, what are the consequences? What happened to Bluemix, and why should you, as a business, a consumer-facing business, be concerned about this type of behaviour? Well, ultimately, the penalty that was applied by the court was $1 million, which is not a small amount. Many small to medium enterprises might have a website that offers products on a national basis who could struggle to afford a fine of $1 million. The ACCC was seeking a greater penalty, and Bluemix was urging the court to impose a lower penalty, and the court ultimately split the difference roughly between the submissions of the two parties. Now, $1 million, as I said, it's a not insignificant amount. Remembering, of course, that when courts are applying these types of penalties, they look at the turnover of the business, they look at the size of the business, they look at the ability of the business to afford the penalty, you know, relativity effectively. They make sure that the penalty is relative to some of those considerations. And so if you are a bigger business with a significantly greater revenue, if you're making more profit from this, the conduct that is the subject of the court's inquiry, then you can expect the penalty to be larger. And we've seen, several years ago now, but a really good example of Coles with its baked bread representations, you know, freshly baked in store, etc., which were found to be false, and penalties, significantly higher than $1 million were imposed, $10 million in that case. So why is it important to comply? Well, one, because it's the law, and two, because you want to make sure you are a good corporate citizen, but also because the penalties for you and your business could be significant. So thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Watchdog. If you have any questions, please head to our website and don't hesitate to reach out and get in touch. And if you like the episode, please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have a great day.